भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 17th चैप्टर वी आर हियरिंग हाउ ब्रजवासीज कॉव्स कॉव्स द फ्रेंड्स ऑफ कृष्णा गोपस कॉव वाइज दे फील सो एक्सटासी टू सी द कृष्णा इज came out from Kaliya Lake. They want to see Krishna's happiness. This is called loving exchange between devotee and Supreme Personality of Godhead. Exchange, we are using this word loving exchange. In material world you can't find these things. Can't find loving exchange. No, not possible. Why it is not possible? Because everyone have own desire. He want to exchange with someone, or he want to make relationship with someone to fulfill his desire. Loving exchange you can't find. Therefore, we can say there was a competition, and there is competition, and there will competition always. Among the Bhakta and Bhagavan, among the devotees and Supreme Personality of Godhead, for these two things, for this one things, devotee wants to give pleasure to Krishna and Krishna wants to give pleasure to his devotees. This competition, this loving exchange, you can't find anywhere. You can't find anywhere in this three world where someone developing hankerness. How can I say hankering? Developing his hankering to give pleasure to others. Everyone is searching his own pleasure. Very rare personalities. And these personalities are annihilated devotees, pure devotees of Krishna. And their heart always is, how can I say, melting. His heart is like, how can I say, yes, they're searching one things. How can I give happiness? How can I give happiness to Krishna? Everyone in this three world, everyone is struggling to get some happiness. And this competition is called transcendental competition, loving exchange among the devotee and the Lord. From time immemorial, this competition is going on. Yes. So when Brajavasis, cows, calves, trees, animals, deers, when they saw Krishna came out from Kaliya Lake, they immediately feel happy. They want Krishna's happiness. What is life? Life does not mean, what is life? Life is not, devotee life is not like that. We are struggling, like Karmi is struggling to get some material happiness. We are not struggling. We don't want to become a devotee, and our aim, we can say, our life is not like that. We are struggling to get some happiness. No. We are not like that. We don't want other things. We want how to give pleasure to Krishna. Otherwise, if you want your happiness, don't be a devotee. If you want other type of happiness, don't try to become a devotee. Why? What other happiness you can get in devotional life? All are looks like austerity. You can sleep nicely. And eating, always restriction. And fasting, many rules and regulations. Where is happiness? And we came to Krishna consciousness for another purpose. We want transcendental happiness, not own happiness. And what is this transcendental happiness? What is this loving exchange? When you want to give pleasure to Guru and Krishna, then you can feel a loving exchange. Therefore, saintly persons, although they don't have father, like sannyasis, they don't have mother, they're totally dependent on devotees, totally dependent on others. But still their life is happy. Why? They don't have father, they don't have mother, they don't have fixed residence. Yes, nothing. You can find nothing with saintly persons. But still they are happy. Why? Because they have a loving exchange between Krishna and with himself. That is their life. We want loving exchange. We are exchanging our subtle desires in form of love. It looks like he like me. He like me. No. What like? You have some desire, therefore you are liking. You have some desire, you are therefore liking. And your desire is matching with his desire. That is exchange. You understand? What I like, that you like. That means I have some desire and your desire like in parallel line. Therefore we are saying, oh, he's my friend. This is not loving exchange, this is material exchange. This is material relationship. And whole world is struggling with that. And we are not coming to Krishna consciousness for that purpose. We want to exchange our loving relationship with Krishna. Krishna, I have some love and affection. I don't know whether you are pleased with this, but I will try my best to please you according to my best capacity. Therefore, he cannot sleep nicely. He cannot eat nicely. His life, no rest. You understand? Like karmi life, restless life. And devotee life, restless life, son. Where is rest? Rest means maya. Bhaktivedanta Thakur says, I am such a cruel person, I will not give rest one moment to anyone in this world. I am such a cruel person. I will not give rest to anyone. Rest means maya. Yes. You see, like karma people, they are always struggling, working hard. Devotee is the same. But devotee is working for one purpose. How can I exchange my love with Krishna? Yes, I want. I want to exchange my love with Krishna. Otherwise, it's become dry life. Yes, we want to exchange our love. We have something. You don't think we don't have love. Like you see, Prajvasis. Very simple life. Even you know, they are not wearing nice dress. Tending cows. Cooking with cow dungs. Take care of their children. Going to Jamuna. They have no filter water. You think at that time there was a bathroom? No, they are going outside. Just going to Jamuna, taking bath there and bringing water, and cooking there. You don't think all facility will be there, then I can love Krishna. This is a wrong idea. If I have all facilities, then I can love Krishna. No, loving is different. By Sadhguru's blessing, if you know the truth, you can love Krishna in any situation. Prabhupada loved Krishna. You see, he's showing his love not only in India. You don't think in India he was struggling and he's showing his affection, love for his guru, for Krishna. No, in West. If you are a lover, you can show your love towards Krishna anywhere. You just go to any place. Still you think, if you will stay in a desert, by your love, by your affection, by your dedication, you turn to a heaven. If you are a lover. If you are a lover, you just imagine what Mayapur was before that place. You know, that place is nearby the river, nearby the river. You see, still many grasses, snakes, full of snakes. How many people know about Vrindavan before in India? Their nose, they did know such glories. And that full of jungle, you see, Prabhupada went there. It is love. If we have power to build a house, build a nice house, we are maintaining a nice car, why not for Krishna we can maintain all these things? For Krishna we can do everything. But if our intention, if our idea is not matching with pure devotees, that is the problem. Separate desire is coming, our idea, our The desire is not matching with, you understand, not matching with pure devotees. Therefore, separate desire is coming, even over devotees, after initiation, after chanting many years. Pure devotees desire only how to give pleasure to Krishna, like Brajavasis. How to give pleasure to Krishna? And how can I give pleasure to you? I don't know how to give pleasure. Unless you express. How can I? When you develop one desire, then Krishna wants to exchange with you through super soul and through Guru. Krishna, I want to serve you. I want to prepare some nice dishes for you. I want to prepare nice garland, nice dress. When you develop this desire, immediately you can find man, help. Yes. Prajvasis, they are very simple. Whole day, that day in Kaliya Leela day, whole day they are not eating anything. Because Krishna is dancing there, Krishna is not eating anything. How can we eat? Fasting. And they want to see Krishna's happiness. We want to exchange our love. Conditional. When condition is there, this is not also love. You understand? Conditional. Oh, I want to love Krishna or I want to serve with this condition, with this condition. Condition means it indicating you have no love. Even in material life, you see, condition. In material life also condition means no love. When you have condition with your wife, means no love. Where is love? There is no condition. Love indicating no condition. No condition, no doubt. No, full faith in love. And love is nothing. Love is nothing. If you want to know the definition of easy definition of a love, that is nothing else. You have to sacrifice your everything. You have to sacrifice yourself, then that is love. Like Radharani. She sacrificed everything for Krishna. Yes. We want to sacrifice everything for. Oh, I will sacrifice these things, but let everyone should praise me. I want some things. That is no sacrifice. I don't want anything. I want His pleasure, Krishna's pleasure. That all became happy. All when they saw Krishna came out, they all became happy. Love means no condition, unconditional. Unconditional, unconditional. Service is unconditional. Love is unconditional. Yes. Unconditional. If condition is there, like this body, you see this body. If you don't use this body for Guru Krishna service, then this body, someone will enjoy this body. Someone will enjoy this body. Maya will enjoy. Yes. And we are ready at every moment to use this body for pleasure of Guru and Krishna. This is love. This is love. Yes. For a lover, no day, no night. You know, understand, even those are lusty persons, you see. In lust, no sun required. You understand, no sunlight required, no sun required. For them, 24 hours day. With their mind in lust. Lusty person, 24 hour day. No night for them. Gossiping, talking. For them, day and night is same. Yes. And love, same. It is, we cannot compare same, it is 1,000 times more. Always. Love means always. No question of pessimism, hopelessness. Yes. Condition. No. Always. Like always like dim, bright light. Yes, this is love. This is love. It does not depend on qualification. You don't think Brajavasis, they are very qualified person. This is their qualification. What is their qualification? Only they know one thing. How to love Krishna. That's finish. That is their qualification. They know only one thing, Raghavati. They know only one thing. How to love Krishna. Bas. All our programs, all our sadhana bhajan, actually we are preparing for this, that purpose. How to love Krishna. Yes. How to love Krishna. Okay, you see, from 20, 10, 17, 20. Oh, they are lovers. Therefore, when I am remembering about that, they are so fallen. You see, Vrajvasis, they stood there nearby the lake whole day and crying. Whole day they were crying, looking towards Krishna's face, and when Krishna will come out. They are praying to Narayan, please, please, please deliver our Krishna. So much love.
Tangratri tatra rajendra khitrudabhyam sramakarsitam usubrajoka sagabo kalandya upakulato.
Oh, best of King Parikit. Because the residents of Vrindavan were feeling very weak from hunger, thirsty and fatigue, they and the cows spent the night where they were laying down nearby the bank of Kalindi.
Whole day, you know, if you don't eat, you will not feel so weak. If you cry for 5 hours, or even 1 hour, even half an hour, you feel so weak.
Yes. And but what Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami pointed out that although the people were weak from hunger and thirsty, they did not drink the milk from the cow present there. Because they feared it, that it had been contaminated by the serpent's poison. The residents of Vrindavan were so over-enjoyed to get back their beloved Krishna. Over-enjoyed. Here is the enjoyment, eh? Where is enjoyment? Enjoyment. Drinking poison and we are saying this is enjoyment. Drinking poison. Nothing else. When we are giving enjoyment to our senses, nothing else. We are giving poisons to snakes. Nothing else. We are eating, we are drinking poison and we are saying, I am enjoying. And here Vrajvasis, when they saw, they get back to Krishna, they over-enjoyed. Devotee life is over-enjoyed life. You understand? Therefore, people are envious. They develop jealousy. Why this saintly person, they shave their head? Shave their head. You know, why we are shaving our head? Many things, you know, why we are shaving our head. But for one thing, even I have no attachment to my hair. What about money? If one hair fall down, you care about it? And I have no attachment to my hair. That means I don't have attachment to anything in this material world. Therefore, we are shaving our head. But after shaving our head, but still, where is our attachment? This is indicating. We are shaving our head. In this material world, who lose everything, he saved their head. You know, many places we are saving head. Father died. In India, we are saving our head. We are losing father. And a devotee, just losing all material things, that we save his head. I don't have anything. We are saving our heads. Yes. Over-angel life. Devotee life, over-angel life. I don't know. Why devotees feel so morose? Why? Because he don't have affection, love for Guru and Krishna. Therefore, he's always feel, I'm in problem. No, this is over-enjoyed life. You understand over-enjoyed? You never saw, maybe in West, I don't know. In India, I know. When we were small, old persons, you know, these old persons, they're sitting within the verandas, in a room verandas, in a house verandas, they're sleeping. They are just sitting there, that seniors, 5-6 old persons, they are talking with their, not gossiping, talking about their fields, vegetables, cows. And at that time, we are small children. Many group of children, they are just running and playing and shouting. Because it's sunlight, you know, in moonlight, night time, whole night, up to 10, 11. You have to run. Within the village, one group, they have to hide, and another group, they have to find it out. Whole night, up to 11. And you know, this old persons, they are sometimes very disturbed, because they are over-enjoyed, shouting like anything. This is called over-enjoyed life. Devotee life is like that. When Mahaprabhu is taking prasadam, when Mahaprabhu is offering prasadam, distributing,
and devotees become over and Haribol, this is over injured life. Where is happiness? Where is morals? Why Krishna invite us to his fold? Why Krishna invite us his fold? Krishna consciousness is Krishna's fold. You understand? Like you are keeping your file within the folder. Fold is different. I am just giving this example. You know folder? You have folder. You have Krishna wants to bring us to come to my folder. Don't stay in Maya's folder. Come to my folder. Yes. Yes. We want to stay in Krishna's. Krishna is very attractive. All his service, his chanting, his hearing, his glories, his seva, everything is glorious. Come to Krishna's fold. Guru and Krishna's fold. Maya, Gurudev used to say. Yes, ugly witch Maya. Outside looks like very beauty. Inside, you know, if someone will, like doctor will operation, he will make operation, but he cannot see where all these nasty things are there. You just go to doctor, you say, just make me operation and show me where is my lust. Where is my anger? No, you have no power to show you where these things are there. And Maya is ugly, which Maya? We don't know. We are developing attraction, bodily attraction. So he's like that, she's like that, he's like that. What is that? Krishna consciousness means we have to develop. You don't think Brajavasis, they don't have wives, they have children. Everything's for their attachment towards Krishna. Attachment. Krishna consciousness means we can say strong attachment in a bond. You understand? How can you say? Like, you know, unbreakable bonds. This bond, you cannot break it. This is Krishna consciousness. I will die, but still, I want to live with Krishna, I want to die with Krishna. I want to suffer with Krishna, I want to pass my time with Krishna. Without Krishna, I cannot live. This is Krishna consciousness. This is love of Brajavasis. You see, O best of the king Parikit, because the residents of Vrindavan are feeling very weak from hunger and thirsty and fatigue, and the cows spent the night where they were laying down nearby the bank of the Ganges. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is there, but they are sleeping within the forest, just far away from the lake, and with cows. This is Brajavasis. This is so simple life. So simple life. With cows, they just took rest because they are fatigued and they are thirsty, weak, feel weak. Someone may ask question, how it is possible? Their body is transcendental. Their association of Krishna. If Parikit Maharaj's power, just by hearing, he had power, just by hearing Krishna Katha, 7 days he was not accepting anything, not drinking water even. Then how Brajavasi just in 1 day, they become weak? No, this is joke by us, Leela, because another Leela. In that night, it would be happening. They know Jukumaya is just creating this. And they are over injured. Yes, we are discussing these things. And the residents of Vrindavan are so over injured to get back their beloved Krishna. Yes. Why devotees are always happy? Huh? We got back life. You know what Prabhupada used to say? When I went west, they said, Swamiji, we got back our life. Swamiji, we got back our life. Before we were dead. Yeah, without a pure devotee, without touch with Krishna consciousness, and practically, you have to go to the deepest region. Like we were saying, emerged. Intense feeling towards Krishna's, Krishna Bhakta, Krishna's literature. Intense feeling, this is my life. It's called intense feeling, you know? Like someone touch your children. Suppose you have a small child. Someone touch your child. Intense feeling. Who beat me? Who beat my child? And you know, sometimes your wife, suppose your
your wife is not feeding to, your son, your daughter, intense feeling is coming. Why you are not feeding so late now? Why not cook before? It's called intense feeling. This is Krishna consciousness. We don't care. We don't have intense feeling. Okay, whether someone offer to Krishna or not, whether in proper time or not, whether offering is proper or not, her dress is proper or not, garland is proper or not, temple, intense feeling should become like our room, our body, our room. Something, if someone just change our stops, immediately disturb. Who changed my heart here? Who changed my books in the cell? A feeling is coming. Minus feeling. This is called intense feeling. That is love. And devotee's life is actually over-enjoyed life. Well, a devotee, therefore a devotee never old. A devotee is never old. We don't feel old. And if 50 people are saying, I am 50. How old are you? You? 52? He's 52. He's saying, oh, I am now old. I am retired. No, I don't feel old. I think up more 50 years we can do like that. No problem. Even we become old, but our mind still, I want to do something. A devotee never feel old because he is always over inside. He knows this is like Krishna Seva, Krishna's happiness. I want to see Krishna. I want to see Krishna's happiness. Over enjoyed life. This is Brajvasi. They get back their beloved Krishna and they did not want to go back to their house. They want to stay with Krishna on the bank of Jamuna so that they would continuously see him. Yes, this is Jiva Goswami and also Vishwanatha Thakur. You see, when we feel hungry, immediately we want prasadam. Like tomorrow is fasting, huh? Just after prasadam, I want. Fast prasadam. Yeah, we have body. But you just imagine their position. They have so much love for Krishna, whole night. Whole day they are fasting and whole night they want to stay with Krishna. They want to discuss with Krishna. All these lila. And especially all Brajvasis, they want to see Krishna personally there. With so close. Because if they will sleep there, they will talk, friends are with some lilas are there, like this lila. At least one night, all Brajvasis sleep in one place. And same in Govardhan lilas. 7 days. All Brajvasis, they look towards Krishna. Continuously. Stay with Krishna. Yes. This is different. Different level, different worlds. Yeah, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakurji, we want to hear the message of unknown world. All these are message of unknown place, unknown world. We don't know. He's saying. And we want to go there. We don't know. We don't have an idea only from scripture. But these are messages. Therefore, sometimes it looks how it is possible. No. They want to see Krishna, although they're weak, they're in hungry, they're petty. But they don't want to return back to Vrindavan because this is the chance, we can say. Yeah. Best chance for him to see Krishna personally. Whole night they can discuss about all these leelas, they can see Krishna. Yes, this is Jiva Goswami. Thus they decide to take rest near the river bank. But they don't eat milk, cows are there. They don't want to drink milk. Why? Maybe their milk infected by Kaliya's poison. Maybe. They're so simple. They're so simple. Yeah, devotees are like that. More you depend on Guru and Krishna. And lose your, I can just give up your impure intelligence. When intelligence is coming, you said, no, I don't want to think about, I don't want to focus about this. I want to depend on Guru and Krishna. More your heart becomes simple. Dependence nature develops simplicity. We can say this as a coordination. Huh? Yes, coordination is there. Now, if you don't have dependence nature, always your mind is working independently. Some goodness is there. Yes, many devotees asking, why among Pandavas, Krishna chose Arjun? Why he chose Arjun? Others are also like Bhairipa asking, oh, Yudhishthira, why did you choose Yudhishthira? Why to Arjun? Best quality, very dependent and simplicity. Because due to his dependence nature, he's always very obedient nature, dependence nature. Very simple, simple heart. And simple heart means it is very easy. When your heart very simple, something penetrates to your heart. You understand? Penetrates to your heart. What is penetrating? Touching what is different, penetrating what is different. You understand? Penetrating our heart. Just creating feeling within our heart. Penetrating. It's just, it gives an intense feeling in our heart. Simple. If you simple, just by hearing kirtan, just by hearing katha, by seeing deities, yes. And dependence nature and simplicity, they will coordinate to each other. Yes, there is some coordination. And Brajavasis are very simple. They want to stay with Krishna nearby this Jamuna river. Whole night they want to discuss with Krishna and to see Krishna's face. Yes.
Tata suci banod bhuto davagni sarvato brajam suptam nisita abrutyam pradagadham upachakramem.
During this night, while the all people of Vrindavan were asleep, a great fire blazed up within the dry summer forest. The fire surrounded inhabitants of Braja on all sides and began to scorching. Yeah, scorch. From all sides. They were sleeping. Asleep. And great fire blazed up within the dry summer forest. Yeah, this was... It's indicating that Kaliya Lila was happening at summer. This is Brajavasis. They sleep, asleep, discussing after long, late night. They discuss so many topics with Krishna. Then they fell asleep. They used to rest, and then after this, they're sleeping everywhere. Forest fire. Yes, We want a peaceful life, huh? We want a peaceful life. What is peaceful life? What is peaceful life? Our so-called peaceful life means nothing else. We want to enjoy. We want a peaceful life. Therefore, Krishna knows he's not allowing us to give us peace. Krishna knows what is his peace, my peaceful mind. If you will give peace means you will enjoy more. If someone conditioned soul stay happily means what is his happiness? Enjoyment like hog and dog. Yes. Brajavasis, they are so simple, you see. Immediately danger. Krishna is there, danger is there. And we want, no, I don't want to face danger. I don't want to face problem. This is possible? No. Unless problem will come, unless danger will come, you cannot measure yourself. You cannot measure your intelligence. You can't calculate or estimate or in how deep water you are. That is a saying in English. You understand? How deep water you are. Unless danger will come, you cannot know yourself. You can't know. Unless challenges will come, you can't know yourself. Because most of the time, conditioned souls, due to his qualification, he's thinking, I'm perfect. I mean, I'm a devotee. I have no problem. But all the problems just makes us mature, we can say. Problem coming in Krishna consciousness makes us more mature devotees. Those are mature devotees, we are saying, not only by passing age. Facing so many troubles, so many problems in their life, so many stages, so many varieties of problems. At surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, they become mature. Five Pandavas are so mature. Whole life, problem, and they know how to pray. How to develop dependency nature. Yes. This maturity. What is unmaturity? This is unmaturity in Krishna consciousness. Oh, everything is there, fine dancing, everything is there, some problem can just pack your luggage and go out. What is that? Even in marriage life, you cannot go anywhere. If you marry, then you have not, yes.
But how can you give up Krishna consciousness? That means no enough maturity. I can't give up.
And if we have
desire to give pleasure to Krishna, Krishna wants to see our love through all these problems. All these problems. If problem will not come, we can't become mature. And unless we develop our maturity, Krishna knows this devotee is not eligible candidate to serve me. Krishna is not an ordinary person, you can serve him in any way. No. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So maturity is required. Eligible candidate, you know, eligible candidate, yes. Yes. So Brajbhas is, they just took rest, asleep at that time. First fire was there. Purport, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have commented that perhaps a loyal friend of Kaliya had assumed a form of forest fire to avenge his friend. Or perhaps the forest fire was manifested by the demon who was follower of Kamsa. Yes, the follower of Kamsa and Kaliya spread this forest fire, Davagni. He came to know, oh, this is a chance. Krishna is there, Balaram is there, Nanda is there, Yasoda is there, all Brajavasis with cows. If we set up fire, they all will burn. Yes. Therefore he came, he set up fire there. Then, you just imagine, where is Krishna? There is danger. He just kick out Kaliya the same day, night time, another problem. Yes. But he want to show us. He want to show us. You should follow the footstep of Brajavasi. You just follow the footprints. Yes. Be a true follower of Brajavasi. A true follower of Brajavasis. They're very simple. They know how to love me. And you see, they want only my happiness. And how they are depending on me. How they are. So simple. Always they are depending. Yeah, actually dependence is divine. Not only divine, we can say divine quality. It is, we can say elevated Vaishnav's transcendental qualities. Elevated Vaishnav's transcendental qualities. Dependence. Depend on Guru and Krishna. And how to depend? By their will. Tumare ichhaya chi nirbhara kariya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, I am just depending on your will. What is your will? Let it happen. I don't want anything. Free will? Free will? Separate desire? Own personal views? It's nothing else. It creating an illusion in name of spiritualism. In name of spiritualism, if you have our own view, own ideas, it creates an illusion. And lastly, you will develop doubt. Because we are continuing still our separate will. We are not surrender. Surrender means dependency. Krishna, I don't know. Tomorrow what will happen, I don't know. We know. You came here, you know. Lockdown will happen. You see, Krishna just locked down here. Stay here. And how many days you will stay? You don't know. Every day we should pass like that. A devotee, a pure devotee, is just thinking about that day and that moment. In morning time, he was thinking about morning, not about evening. Yes. He knows evening. It is up to Krishna. Up to sunset, whether I will stay here or no, I don't know. No, if some problem, if some project is there, some plan is there for Krishna. Only pure desire, pure service mood for Krishna, not for his own things. What will happen tomorrow? I don't know. For me, every day is today. Every moment is present moment for me. I don't want to see the future. Future is uncertain, I don't know. It is in Krishna's hand. A devotee always work on present. And present means moment, that moment. This moment is very, you can say, yes, important for me, very important for me. Next moment, what will happen, I don't know. This dependency is transcendental, limited Vaishnava's qualities. Yes. Krishna, I am totally, how can you say in English, holy and solely and wholly I am depending on your will. Yes, I don't know. That is Vrajavasis. And just fire set up there. Tata uthaya sambhranta dayamana brajokasa krishnam jajuste saranam maya manujam iswaram. Then the residents of Vrindavan wake up extremely disturbed by the great fire threatening to burn them. Thus they took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Supreme Lord, who by his spiritual potency appear like an ordinary human being. Then only one thing. Yes. You see, when happiness is Krishna, when distress, I want to live. This is Kunti's mode, this is Brajavasi's mode, this is dependent soul's nature. I want to live with Krishna, I want to die with Krishna, this is my life. If I will die, still I am Krishna's. If I will live, I am Krishna's. My loss is Krishna, my profit is Krishna. Nothing, everything is Krishna. If so, we are losing something, we are thinking I am losing. No, whatever is happening by Krishna's will. This is Brajavasi. Yes, the Shruti mantras stated that Surupa Bhutanam Nitya Sakya Maya Khyaya Khyaya. The Lord's eternal potency name Maya is innate at his original form. Thus, within the eternal spiritual body of Supreme Lord, there is infinite potency, which effortless manipulate all existing according to the omniscient desire of absolute truth. You understand? Yeah. Infinite potency within the eternal spiritual body of the Supreme Lord, there is infinite potency. What is infinite potency? Infinite potency. What is that? You don't know? Like Ichha Shakti. No. Different energies are there. No, not many. Many energy. He's the full of energy. That is one point. But infinite energy means, you understand? Vishwanath Chakravarti mentioning, Acharya is mentioning. When you want to kill Putana, he is not killing. There is infinite potency is there. Only he is remembering one energy. What is that? Sangharika Shakti. Killing potency. Annihilating potency. He is just remembering. Hey, come. Just by remembering this potency, appear and kill Putana. Yes. Like Krishna, when he came to Rasleela, he saw, in that night, he saw all gopis and in different mood. What is that mood? Like their heart was suffering. Their heart was melting. Yes. They're in different moods and serve with pure mood. At that time, gopis' mood was not like their hands, not two hands, looks like. Their eyes, they want to drink Krishna, looks like. Krishna understood. I can't satisfy them with one body. Now you just meditate. Now immediately expand. How many Krishnas? At that time. You know, 50 crore. How can I say in English? Oh, 100, I don't know in English, crores. You don't know crores? You're in. No, like 1 lakh, 100 lakhs is 1 crore. You understand? 100 lakhs is 1 crore. 100,000 is 1 lakh. So, 1 crore. Gopis are that time, Satakuti gopis. In Rasleela, 100 crores copies. How can you say in English? I don't know. Yeah, like 1,000 million. Thousand million, like that. Yes, I think. I don't know English calculation. Like, you just multiply 1,000 into 100, that is 1 lakh. 100 times 1,000, that is 1 lakh. And then 1 lakh, just multiply, 100 times, then 1 crore. And Krishna, he want to expand. Just remember his energy, expand immediately. Then within the 2 gopis, 1 Krishna. There 50 crore Krishna. 500 million. 500 million Krishna. Okay. If 500 million Krishna and want to dance with double, 10 million gopis. No, 500. Then 1,000 million gopis. Then and everyone within 2 gopis, Krishna is there and they are, keeping their hand like that. They are catching their hand like that. How can I say? Yeah, they are opening their hand like that. You know Ras Leela's picture? Then how many space require? If they want to dance? Then how they just perform this Leela within is Vrindavan? Vrindavan is 84 course, 360 miles. Unimagined. Therefore, we don't want to put our, therefore, depend. Infinite. Without limit. Can't. And how it happened? Energy. Just. Sangharika Sakti. Kripa Sakti. When you want to sour mercy, immediately. I want to sour mercy to this. Immediately. Mercy. Just remembering. Sangharika Sakti. Kripa Sakti. Many Saktis. Icha Saktis. Lila Saktis. Many Saktis. And Krishna understood this thing. Vrindavan was praying. They were praying. Oh, Krishna, please save us. Yes. The residents of Vrindavan took shelter of Krishna, thinking this blessed boy would certainly be empowered by God to save us. Yes, they know these things. They're so simple. They have faith in Gargarus. Garga Muni. Garga said, Nanda, be careful. Just take care of these children. These two boys will save Brajavasis and Brajas from many dangers. Please take care. Now they are remembering. Oh, this is Lord's gift. This Krishna, Lord's gift for us. They know this thing. They are simple. They remember that the word of, yes, here. They remember that the word of says Garga Muni spoken at the birth ceremony of Lord Krishna. Anena Sarvadurgani Jyamanja Tarishyati. Tarishyatha. By his power, you will easily be able to cross over all obstacles. Yes. This is 10, 18, 16. Garga Muni said to Nanda Maharaj. And all Vajvasi, they remembering. Therefore, the residents of Vrindavan who had full faith in Krishna took shelter of Lord in hope of being saved from the impending disaster threatened by the forest fire. Yes. Yes, this is Krishna and this is Brajavasis. Full faith. If you have tinge of doubt, then you will perish. Finish. No tinge of doubt. Krishna is absolute, his energy is absolute, is infinite, is omniscient, omnipotent, a supreme willpower. If he want, within one moment he may change my life. Yes, he is Krishna. And I want to love him. This important point is that I have to show my love. I want to exchange. Yes, many lives. We use our everything for others. Many lives. In this life also, we use our energy, intelligence for others. Why not for Krishna? Just give one life, even half life. Half of your time for Krishna. Our Gurudev always used to say to Brahmacharis, especially to Brahmacharis, Gurudev says,
Stop this business. Many life you already married. Many life. This is not your new life, new family life. You are a conditioned soul. Oh, I want to enjoy. You want to enjoy a bag of urine and stool. Gurudev used to say like that to brahmacharis. Many life you already enjoy. Stop this business in this life. At least once. Once. This life, you should stop this business. Don't marry. Gurudev said to brahmacharis. For Krishna, just give one life for Krishna. Not one life. Who is giving one life? No one is. Many. We are coming after half of our lifespan. Give half time for Krishna. Try to understand Krishna. Just want to exchange your capacities, your love. What do you have with Krishna? Immediately Krishna wanted it. Yes. Krishna is amazing personalities. Yes, Maya Manuja Iswara. Looks like a small boy. But he will not come personally to see you. Last moment he will come. Very clever guy. But he will play with you, but you cannot recognize him. He will arrange everything, he will play with you, everything will make arrangement for you, but you cannot grab him. Why? Only is you free from all sort of desire, from pure love, then you can see personally. In the beginning, according to your capacity, if you want to exchange something with Krishna, Krishna immediately reciprocate. Try. He's such a perfect lover. Yeah. Yes. Such perfect lover. Something. Just give something. Immediately accept. Yatha mam prabhadyate. Therefore he's saying, Tang deva bhajame. I'm always ready to reciprocate with my devotees. Ready everyone. Yes, we want to become a perfect lover of Krishna. Ah, how can we say? Yes. Our beloved Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna. Jai Grantharashma Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada Gurudev ki jai, Nitai Gautama Anande. Hare Hare Bol.